Hey GWA Backstage, it is Kitten Gem, and I am back again with a survey that I'm going to do for you guys. I was going to record a regular audio today or sometime this week, but as of right now, unfortunately, if you can't hear it in my voice, I am a little sick. I have kind of a cold. It's no big deal, but I didn't think I could do a erotic audio while sick, because I know it's not exactly sexy for someone to suddenly be coughing in your ear or sneezing, and yeah, I just know that's not the most pleasant thing. So I decided I would forego the erotic audio route right now, just for the time being, until my voice clears up and this congestion is gone. But since I like posting and being active, I figured I'd do another survey for you, just because the last one was kind of fun, and it seemed to get a decent amount of listens and clicks and likes, so I figured I'd do another one. So this one that I have is from Your Heavy Metal Lover, and it's called Your Heavy Metal Lover's Walk of Shame, Answer If You Dare. And I'm assuming these are all, I've read them, but I'm assuming these are all meant to be answered in regards to kinks or sex or stuff like that. So we'll go ahead and we'll get started. So number one is, tell us about your first time having sex. Now, me personally, mine wasn't bad. Gonna go ahead and just get this out of the way. Laugh if you want. I was a virgin until I was 20 years old, and that wasn't planned. It's just kind of how life happened. Sorry, I thought there was a knock on my door. There wasn't. Anyways, I was a virgin until I was 20. It's just kind of how it happened by chance. It wasn't planned. I wasn't like saving myself for any particular reason or person. That's just kind of how things planned out, or how things panned out. And my first time, it was with somebody who I was dating pretty casually. I had known him for probably about a year prior. We had met on Tinder, and we'd talked on Tinder a year before this all actually happened. We were friends for about a year, I think, when we actually tried dating the first time. Timing just wasn't right. I think we met up once, but I don't know, just timing wasn't right. We ended up not dating and kind of just let it go. And then a year later, we happened to get back in contact again and actually did successfully date for a little while. And when it came up, you know, he lived on his own, he had his own apartment. And when it came up that I was a virgin, he wasn't weird about it. Like, he wasn't pushy about it, and he wasn't one of those guys that immediately turned around and was like, oh, I want to be your first. Like, he wasn't weird about it. He just kind of, he was just really chill about it and didn't treat me as if I was any different because of it, which I really appreciated. And so I felt comfortable. And when we talked about it, and I basically told him, like, you know, I'm tired of being a virgin, because that's honestly what it boiled down to. I was curious enough and I was tired of not doing it that I finally just wanted to do it and kind of get it over with. He had no objections, obviously. So, it was just, I still remember, it was 2 days before Valentine's Day. It was on February 12th. I'm 23, I'll be 24 later this year, so almost 4 years ago, which is weird to think about. And it was just in his apartment, and it was really, it didn't hurt, which I know everyone, it seems like every girl, almost every girl has the complaint of like, oh, your first time hurts. Mine didn't, mine was fine. It didn't last very long, because I was more nervous about like a condom breaking than anything. So I was just kind of anxious, and he was really nice, and he was like, oh, you know, if you want me to stop, I'll stop. And so my first time was just very sweet and simple, and yeah, so my experience wasn't bad, but I know that's not the same for everybody. Okay, so number two, if you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? If I had a penis for a day, I honestly probably would just, like, masturbate. Like, this is gonna sound so weird, but I've always envied that for guys, it's so easy for you to just get off, because it's like an appendage on the outside of your body, and it's right there. Like, girls gotta do, like, the reach around and, like, get up in there. And I personally don't, like, for myself, when I masturbate, I don't get off on, like, fingering myself. It just doesn't do a whole lot for me. I'd rather do other things and just, I don't know, than just finger myself. It doesn't do anything for me personally, but I've always wondered, like, I feel like guys have it so easy because it's just right there. Like, it's just right there for you to grab, and it... This sounds so weird, we're talking about it out loud, but that's probably what I would do. I'd have sex for sure. Because obviously I know what it feels like to have sex as a girl, but I don't know what it feels like to have sex as a guy, and I'd just be interested in knowing what the difference is. So it's pretty much all I do. I feel like that's all pretty much anybody would do, but yeah, that's what I would do. Number three is, have I ever gotten caught listening to GW in public? No, and that's because I don't. I prefer not to, because I just don't want to. I also don't always have headphones with me in out and about when I'm in public places, and GWA for me is just kind of a routine. It's like a bedtime routine. Like, I lay down, I scroll through what's new in the tag, or I go through some old favorites and just figure out what I'm gonna listen to for the night. It like helps me get to sleep. So I just don't listen to it in public. So yeah, never gotten caught, because I really could not have ever gotten caught. Number four, what's the most you've ever done in public sexually? Not the most exciting thing, but I went out on a date with a guy once, went out to lunch, and then after lunch in broad daylight, I gave him a blowjob in his truck in an open parking lot in broad daylight. Yeah, most I've ever done. Probably the most I'll ever do, because the idea of public sex just, I don't know, freaks me out. More getting caught than anything. So yeah, probably the most I'll ever do. Number five was, what was the most embarrassing thing you've done while your family was around? I'm assuming this is supposed to be like, oh, like my parents are in the other room, you know, one of those type of things. I really haven't, I don't think I've ever really done anything sexually while family was in the house or anything. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, maybe sometime as a teenager, I like gave a guy a blowjob in the other room, or like, you know, grinded on him for a minute, but I don't think I've ever done anything crazy that I can think of. So yeah, I can't really think of anything embarrassing either. So I, yeah, don't really have an answer for that one. We'll leave it at that. Number six is, what is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? I feel like I don't have a lot of crazy fantasies as is. Like, I don't know. I mean, I have a massive daddy kink. I don't know if that counts as any sort of fantasy. Like, I don't have anything crazy. And for me personally, I wouldn't share that on a first date. I just feel like that doesn't come up on first dates, which I guess is the point of this question, but I don't know. I guess just my whole kind of obsession and fascination with the daddy kink and everything is, I'll just throw that in as a fantasy. Probably wouldn't share it on a first date, but you know, whatever. I'd have to see how it went. Number seven is, what's the biggest faux pas you've committed on a first date? I don't think I've ever done anything like crazy. I don't know. I'm fairly well behaved. Like, I'm not a very interesting person in this aspect. I'm pretty good at first dates. Like, not to brag, but I haven't really had any like bad first dates. I mean, I guess if this counts, this like made me feel bad, and I guess this was my mistake that I did this, but there was one guy we'd gone out on a couple times, you know, we'd just really briefly gone on a couple of dates, and I was at work one day all day, like on a weekend, and he was like, oh, I'll come visit you, and like, we'll go get lunch. And the way he phrased it, I kind of felt like it was a lunch date, which I would think he was like buying me lunch, like to be nice, because he wanted to see me and I was working all day. So he came to my place of work, and we went to go get food, and then we went to pay. The lady, she was like, oh, is this together or separate? And I said together, and he shot me this really like, not angry, but this really like leering, like kind of glare of a look. And he was like, no, separate. And I was like, okay, never mind then. Sorry. Thought you were being nice. So I felt bad, and we didn't really hang out after that. It was just, I don't know, it's weird. I don't know if that counts as faux pas, but that was something I did. Oh, I guess that's on a first date either. Oh, dang it. Okay, whatever. I tried. I guess I don't have an answer for that, as I thought. Okay, what's the next one? Number eight. Worst thing that's ever happened to you on a first date? I would say I was, like, kind of catfished once on a first date. It was a guy I had met on Tinder years ago, and usually when I was still on Tinder, I'm not anymore, but when I was on Tinder, I would you know, you see people's pictures and stuff like that, but I'm all about the voice, obviously. That's why one of the reasons I'm on GWA. But I would call people normally, like, you know, we'd message a little bit, and then after we exchange numbers, I would always want to go for the, hey, you know, like, you should call me sometime, because I like communication, I like verbal communication, so normally I would do that before I even met anybody, call or FaceTime or something like that. This guy, I didn't, and he wanted to meet up, like, for ice cream at a place down the street from where I lived at the time. It was no big deal, so I went, and I met him, and I say kind of catfish because the pictures on his profile were him, but they were him from, like, several years back, and he didn't really look like his pictures. He kind of looked like the evil twin of his pictures, and it was just, I don't know, and his voice was awful. Like, I know that's so mean, but he just sounded awful, and he didn't look like the person I thought he looked like, and after about 30 minutes, I think I made up some excuse as to why I had to leave, because it was just too weird after that, and, yeah, so I went home, blocked him on Tinder, blocked his number from my phone, and never saw him again. So, yeah, that happened to me. Number 9 is, last question, what is your silliest sexual experience or most shameful or embarrassing? So, I don't think this is, like, this is gonna sound bad. This wasn't embarrassing for me, but there was one guy at one point, I went to his place just to hook up before I had to go to work one day, and this is gonna sound so mean, I swear, we were having sex, and I couldn't feel, like, I didn't feel anything, and it's not that he was, like, incredibly small or anything, I just was, like, I'm getting, like, no sensation out of this, like, I kind of, like, I guess I kind of faked it. I don't know, because I felt bad, you know? So I didn't want to make him feel bad. And he was kind of a weird guy, now that I think about it. And after, like, it felt like a minute, I don't know, he just kind of looked at me and he was like, I don't even remember what he said. Maybe it was me that said it. I just remember one of us said, are you done? And I feel like it was me, because I was like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, oh, that's it? Oh, okay. But he bought me Taco Bell afterwards. So, you know, whatever. I'm a cheap date. What can I say? But that really is like, I got secondhand embarrassment from that one. I guess nothing happened to me, but oh man, I was like, oh wow. Okay. Well, never mind. And, I think we saw each other maybe, like, once after that, but the connection just wasn't there. Yeah, so those were the answers to my, Walk of Shame questionnaire by Your Heavy Metal Lover. This was fun. I definitely want to do more questionnaires, and if you find any that you think would be fun for me to answer, send them my way. I'll definitely read them and definitely see what's going on. I hope you guys enjoyed, and hopefully this cold will be gone soon, so I will feel comfortable making another erotic or kinky audio in the future. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.